Welcome back. This is RTRFM, Perth Indie Media Radical Radio Show. And in the studio, we have the lovely Fern York, who is organising the WA Collective to go over to SOS. And we also have Chris, who's a Tasmanian activist, who's come to our humble shores. So,
hi.
Yep, g'day, I'm Chris.
So what's SOS? What is this all about, apart from wanting help?
Well, I'm really excited because I booked my train ticket this afternoon. So, yeah, it's all happening and it's real and we're going, and there's 31 people from WA cruising over. So, yeah, the Students of Sustainability Conference, and it happens every year. And it's going to be in Melbourne again this year. There was 500 people last year, and it's basically 5 days of workshops and forums and open space and lectures on everything and anything to do with sustainability.
So it's sort of typically been more environmentally focused conference for students.
Yeah, I suppose it's involved, or the people involved are mostly environmental activists or the organising crew are. But everything from indig issues to bicycle riding to permaculture to organic food, it's just, yeah. And
on the subject of indig issues, there's a couple of elders coming from Perth going over.
Yeah.
Conference.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very exciting. We've got Bill Webb and Vivian, his older sister, coming from down south. So, yeah.
I noticed that all Indigenous elders get free entrance to the conference, and sort of they're paid for by the different collectives to come over.
So. Well, that's something we take on as far as fundraising goes. So fundraising has been very stressful.
And it's a fundraiser coming up this week. We might mention a little bit later.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah. Friday we've got a Juicy Beats night happening at the Juicy Beetroot Cafe in Fremantle. So come on down at 7 o'clock for some music and good food, $12, and yeah, we'd love to see you there supporting us.
And is funding a problem? You're having trouble actually funding the trip?
Fundraising's not usually a problem because there's usually a venue set at the conference, and then there's a year to plan, fundraise and all of that, but this year we've had some problems with the original venue, which was going to be Wollongong. So the crew over Easter only had 2 months to put everything together. And it's very hard to get fundraising and donations and stuff happening when there's no venue. So everything's been done on a shoestring this year.
So you're looking for donations now from people?
We would love donations. We would love you to help us out. 31 very poor people going over from Perth.
Are you getting much funding as it is?
We've managed to raise $4,000, which, yeah, basically covers our registration for 30 people, which is, it's not too bad, it's $90, which is good organic food for 5 days and nice accommodation on the oval in tents.
Did you raise that yourself, or is somebody specifically funding you?
We've had help from the unis, and we've done fundraisers, and we were going to go door knocking in Peppy Grove. But, yeah.
How many people are expected at the conference?
There's about, I talked to an organiser and he said about 600, which is a little smaller than usual because, like, you said 500, but I heard the last one was actually about 800.
Nah.
Is that wrong?
No, I was there last year.
Oh, okay. Oh, this guy claims to be an organiser.
It may have felt that big, but it wasn't quite that big. Yeah.
So yeah. What's in store? I mean, I'm actually one of the people going over. So
what's in store? Well, I can only go by kind of what happened last year.
Have you been to many others? Or
I went for a couple of days when it was in Murdoch, which is 2002. I didn't camp out that year, but I went over and checked out some stuff and was pretty impressed. That was before I was a uni student and an activist and that kind of thing. I was kind of like, wow, what's going on? And then I went last year, and, yeah, it was just amazing having that many people together. Some really spontaneous things happen and some fantastic things come out of it as well. We've got AZEN up and running, which is awesome, which is the Australian Student Environment Network, which was pretty much put together at SOS last year. The Black and Green Solidarity List, which is an email list discussing Indigenous and environmental...
That's a good list.
Yeah, it's a really good list, and that came out of SOS last year as well.
So obviously the idea is not just to discuss different issues and campaigns, it's to actually get concrete actions coming out of that conference.
Yeah, it's a place that people can come together and talk and be inspired, and fantastic things come out of it.
There's a bit of direct action during the conference itself, isn't there?
Yeah. Reclaim the Streets was pretty cool last year. We had maybe 400 or 500 people cruising through Melbourne for about 8 hours, and in the rain, dancing and doing little, running through puddles.
Sounds very exciting.
Spontaneous things, and it was really peaceful, really awesome, just, great energy.
And this is your first SOS, Chris?
Certainly is.
Yeah, you're originally from Tasmania.
Yep, it should be a good experience. Just want to further my activist skills and experiences, so I'm sure I'll get a lot out of this.
Because you came down to Baxter recently, I remember. You got arrested.
Two
Tasmanians got arrested, so good standard. But how did you find your whole experience at Baxter? Does that really sort of strengthen your convictions? And
I found that I didn't know how exactly to deal with the situations I was in. So that links into SOS, that I'll be able to understand better what you should do in certain situations and, what to do after certain things happen.
Yeah, because I was definitely looking forward to a bit of almost a national Baxter debrief, because I sort of assume there'll be a fair few people that were there, and there's been a fair few changes to the sort of refugee rights policy.
Yeah, I've seen some other people from the East Coast, and I know they're going to going to SOS.
Yeah.
There should be a little crew there.
Yeah, excellent. So there's a fundraiser on Friday night at the Juicy Beetroot night.
Kin Mint agent Sewell, Beck the Clown, who's been cruising around Europe for a while. Yeah, it's just going to be really crazy. BYO, $12 at the door. And we'd love to see us. Come down.
And is there, do you have a number, just in case there's any people out there thinking, I'd love to just give all my money. I just won a lotto and I just want to give it all to these
crazy radical students. If someone wants to call me, then 0411 576 276, and I'm sure we can arrange a little prezi to say thanks, and we'll all love ya. So give us a call, 0411 576 276.
And is there a website for people to check out just in case they want to go, because it's not too late for people to make their own way over and go on to the conference?
Or if you want to check it out for next year or have a look, I'm sure it'll be updated while the conference is happening as well. And www.sos2005.org. And check it out.
Cool. And we'll have to get you on the show after the conference and get a bit of a debrief.
That'd be good.
Cool. That's about it.
Could I say one more thing?
Yep.
Yeah, since I'm here in Perth, back for Baxter, I just want to thank all the Perth people who saved my ass when I was almost stranded in the desert. And they rose about $370 for me to get out of the desert and to where I was going. So if you're listening out there, thank you very much, and I love you all.
Cheers. Right. Well, we're pretty much out of time. It's about 3 minutes. Say goodbye, Al.
Yeah.
Right, this has been our Perth Indie Media Radical Radio Show. We're on every week from 7 till 8 p.m. And I'll just leave you with a bit of a track, more stuff from radioindiemedia.org, I think.
What
track is
it? Number
3.
Oh,
it's too short.
Oh, well.
Too bad.
Thanks, bye, you rock.
See ya.
See you later.
This is Chevrolet's all-new Trailblazer. It's out brand new for 202. It's definitely a great value for the dollar, and it is worth looking at if you're in the market for any kind of a sport utility vehicle. You need to take a look at the new Chevrolet Trailblazer.
I don't know whether burning SUVs is that unpopular. Certainly there's a lot of people who drive them, but there are a lot of people that are appalled by what they represent, and there's a clear physical representation when you see somebody in these armored pigmobiles. There are a lot of people that are just furious at that, and not just anarchists.
Do you smell something burning? Well, it could be houses in your neighborhood, torched by radicals who say they're saving the earth. And to that, John Stossel says, give me a break.
I do, Barbara. I want the earth to be saved, too. But some of these activists are just clueless.
The strategic claim was, on the side that was advocating sabotage, is that it was time to actually stop the destroyers. Okay? And how might you do that? By waging economic warfare against them. And so if you can damage their equipment, or increase their costs, their insurance, their security, their equipment. You might be able to drive them out of business. You might be able to redirect them into other areas that are perhaps ecologically less sensitive.
20 to 30 young people throwing rocks. You can hear them impacting against cars and against trucks